views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I'm so happy you have joined us, whether you're on iTunes or Spotify or the Transformation Talk Radio or the other 87 outlets. It's wonderful to have you here. Today, it's me. And so what I'd like you to do and encourage you, if there is something you would like shifted or cleared energetically for the end of the year, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, and we'll take your calls. Carter, our amazing producer, will be there to greet you so we can answer and shift whatever you like. But today, I really wanted to take this opportunity to connect with my community. We always bring you amazing guests and people to help shift you and give you a new perspective. But also what a lot of people don't know on our community is helping over 12,000 individuals and seeing the shifts and the change over the last 8 years full time. I started to see a lot of difference of things that came up with people, especially this time of year. And it was really important to get back to our community so people could understand what that's really about. You start to hear huge words about community, but really what does that mean? And is it really happening in your life, in my life? This is why I created the TLC community. Well, I used to call it the Community of Extraordinary Living, but our amazing souls from around the world call it the TLC community. And I'm glad I got good initials. Thank you. Thank you, God. But it's really about the love and the connection and the belonging. And every year, we really at this time make this important space of really acknowledging people in the community that have gone above and beyond to really transform their lives and make a change. Because we all know that transformation is not easy. People talk about it. People throw out, oh, just manifest a law of attraction. But it's not easy. It's not easy at all. Because for true transformation and to really reclaim your power, you need to get real and look in the mirror and really say, oh my gosh, I do that behavioral pattern. I've got to learn to stop. I got to start to learn a new action step. And through that, we can't do that alone. A lot of times, if you were like me, what I would do is I would go and hide. And I would hide for months. My friends would be like, yeah, we knew you were processing something. You're hiding. And it's so important that we actually start to learn that community done correctly with love and support and kindness and understanding what your body can receive and not receive at certain times will help to shift the energy so you can start to create that life that you're really wanting to live. And this is one of the things that I really noticed this year at our Christmas give back. So every year, it was our fifth annual, and I'll share with our listeners who didn't have the opportunity to be there, where we actually raise donation funds. We do a whole night of couple hours of shifting and having fun and giving back to the community and presence and all that. But we raised for the families in need. And this was our biggest year yet. And then giving them their packages where some of them are not even in the location I'm in. They're within the community where we send them out. But I will tell you, by doing this every year and changing three or four families, although we give all year round, that's a key. We'll really get into more of that on our show today and how that can increase what you're bringing into your life. And by giving that, we started to see that these families didn't know how to receive. So we always made a rule that if you were a recipient of one of these boxes, which is filled with gift cards, that you had to learn to spend it on yourself. Most of the people that were struggling would always be giving and giving and giving. And I was famous for being into this pattern. I would give, but I was became terrified to receive because I didn't know what that obligation or expectation would be. And when I started to see how big of a pattern this is in society, most people are conditioned to give something and then they are giving it to you out of expectation of receiving something back. Quite often I say I would rather, you know, not receive anything from anyone if I know there's an energy of obligation or expectation. So how many times have you actually been in a place where you noticed that there was this space of obligation where somebody was giving you something and demanding and wanting something in return? And when that happens, then you start to see that your receiving starts to shut down. So I just want to actually do a clearing on that for everybody to thank that hand of God of removing where you may have experienced where somebody gave you something out of expectation or obligation, and it created a part of your heart drive. So that's your heart drive, where it carries most of your information, and it started to create programming that it's not okay to receive. It's not good to receive. That there might be that obligation. And this is a really kind of interesting because quite often people will say to me, Tracy, how do I say, no, thank you. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. But if you notice that comes to you where somebody is really in that space of obligation, you can say no. It takes a little bit of a courage. I'll tell you, I had to do that myself where I'm like, wow, how do I say thank you, but no thank you? That's where people start getting into re-gifting things they get from people, or they just naturally pass it along if it doesn't vibrate with them. So this year, as a tool, I want to encourage each and every one of you to really, when you're giving something, and start it now and take it into the entire 2019, that you're just giving it because you want to. You're not giving it because there's obligation or there's expectation. A lot of times this time of year gets very hard for people because we all want to belong. Everybody's looking to belong in somewhere. And I was talking earlier on the Facebook Live around this, that everybody would like to find this place. Where do I fit? As human beings, we're always searching to belong. So quite often we are conditioned and we start to pick up when we're little that, wait a minute, if I actually give this person, I might be accepted. I might be validated. And this is a time of year where it becomes so heightened for people because they all of a sudden they're like, oh, and those patterns kick in and they start to have the awareness. And if you've started to have the awareness that you really don't want to carry on that expectation and obligation of giving, where you're looking to receive something back so you can belong, I'll thank that hand of God of actually removing that for you guys and resetting it, which we override and reset your internal hard drives and your innate systems to become very empowered for the yes and the no and the spirit of discernment. So often we will forget the spirit of discernment. We forget that we have that ability to change. We have that ability to do something different. And this time of year is perfect to be able to recalibrate that for you and not take it into the next year. So a lot of times when we hit peaks and valleys at Christmas time and the holiday time, you'll find that any holiday you celebrate can become a little bit more challenging because your body is like it's naturally shedding an old skin at this time and it's resetting you for next year. It's resetting you for next year. So this is also saying and if you're an astrologer or you look at astrology, you'll see a lot of times you'll look at cycles that your body goes through. So your lessons may become a little bit more challenging and they'll lighten up. For a lot of people who've actually started to wake up, become more aware of what their innate system's telling them, what their bodies are telling them, you'll start to notice that next year will be easier for you. Next year will flow better. And one of the things that our bodies are working to get out of is this whole idea that we do have to do everything alone, that you're kind of racing against yourself or you're in this competition factor. And the systems are always looking to the only person that you should ever really be holding yourself present with would be yourself. So there's a spirit of competition that gets very, very, very ingrained. And then it starts to bring up, and some people say, I'm not even competitive. Why would you talk about that? Because we don't want to bring it into your year next year. But a lot of people will compare and then compete in a lot of areas of their life. And I want to remove this before the end of the year so you can become very aware of it. And what they do is they will compare, compete, whether it's your job, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether and health and fitness is huge. And if you look at this whole space of New Year's resolutions that people make, and we're going to talk more about this as the show goes on today and why I don't believe in them, but and we'll clean that up a little bit more for you. But what happens is in January, a lot of times you see people get focused in saying, okay, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. They go to the gym, they start to get in competition with everybody else, and it creates a whole space of lack, not feeling good, not being good, not, you know, all this old programming. That's where it comes up, this comparison. You go and you're like, oh, they can do that exercise better than me. Or, oh, look at my friend lost weight and I didn't. Or my friend got ahead in their career and I didn't. Or my work colleagues seem to be advancing and I didn't. You see, there's a lot of this programming and self-talk that literally, even if you haven't said it in the last year, say, but most of you listening, you can tell have, but even if you haven't, it's like you start to pull back and you start to go, it's in your cache, it's in your programming. So when you're in this environment, that programming comes up and it's that programming that leaves you in a state of flux. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I encourage you, if you would like something shifted or you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I know everybody's probably busy, busy today. It's always so much fun, but give us a call. We'll shift some energy for you. But when we come back, I want to talk more about New Year's resolutions. And I want to talk more about looking at your year in review and why it's so important. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. You know what? If you want to call in and have a question answered or shift, you can at 1-800-930-2819. This show is all about you guys, giving you some tips and tricks and things that you can do to get through the holiday season, make it better, release what's 2018, and really enter 2019 on a new note. So we do have Melissa on the line. So I'm going to ask Carter to just bring her in and we will get right to her question.
Yeah, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi.
What's your question today? What can we share for you? What do you want to share?
So, first and foremost, I just want to thank you for everything you did for me this year and all the years previous, but especially this year for me and my family. And as you know, I had a really rough year. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay. You're allowed. You're allowed to cry. They're happy tears in a way.
Losing my father and going through this, you know, debilitating anxiety that I went through. And, you know, since the partnership program, I've just, you know, been able to live my life again and, you know, get through each day with ease. And so my question for you is if I can please, like, get some help to just remove all this trauma that I went through this year so I can get through these holidays with ease and grace. And
yeah,
without the fear.
Yeah, the fear and the celebration this time of year. This is a great question. I'm so happy you called in because it's about understanding that, and you get this, that to create change and transition in our life, we got to keep moving forward. And when you have trauma, a lot of times what happens is we get locked up, right? And then we start to label it. It's like, yeah, oh my gosh, I have anxiety or I can't move forward. And when, and I will start to remove for everybody listening, this accumulation of the roots and the seeds of trauma, and it's hard. So when the holidays come, what happens is there's a cell memory in the body. It's like, it's literally like turning your radio up, right? So you're listening. And if you had it really low where you could just sort of hear it in the background to where it's so loud, your ears hurt, right? So when we go into a season like this and it's a first loss or something traumatic happened to the body and the soul, it gets heightened. But a lot of times people think it gets heightened so you can hold on to it and grieve, but it's actually heightened in the body so you can look at it and let it go. But we're never in this space to fully let that go. And then it's like you said, the fear comes up because it's so loud in the body. Fear starts to come up of, oh, how will I cope when that day comes? And a lot of times what I say with the holiday season, and I'll remove this for you, is to remember that it's just a day. Like, it's, everybody puts this emphasis on a day, right? So we say Christmas Eve, yeah, and Christmas Day. And then we wake up and we're like, that person isn't at the table that they normally would be there. Or, but there's also all of this space of joy that if we can actually start to look at the year in review. And this is where I say to people, it's really important. So even when we've had traumatic events, if you look at the year of review, what are the top three things that you could say right now that were good? Not, I know the trauma, but if you look at the three, what were the three things you accomplished that actually you went, oh my God, I got through that?
Seeing my dad die was the hardest thing. And I didn't think I'd get through that, to be honest, but I was by his side and I held his hand and, you know, I kept telling him, it's okay, Dad, you can go. And at that moment, I was so proud of myself for doing that. That was a huge accomplishment for me because I didn't want him to go. I was being selfish at that time as well, right? I wanted him to stay. Just, you know, being able to, you know, also go back to work and, you know, function again, where I wasn't able to do that maybe, you know, 6-7 months ago, you know, until I joined your partnership program. So that's a big accomplishment for me too. And being vulnerable, I guess, that's the one for me, because I never was able to do that. And since, you know, I've been growing each and every day, I've been able to be more vulnerable and, you know, be more honest with what I'm feeling and not just keep it all in.
So you know, these are huge, and these are things I want you to hold on to. And even how, you know, the spirit of vulnerability is massive. Most people think that being vulnerable is allowing people or your family or whatever to see small parts of you. But when you come through trauma and tragedy, it allows your entire system to open and just be raw, which it hurts. Like, people think that when you're vulnerable, you're not going to feel raw. And you got to feel what real raw is. And it's at this space of vulnerability. Yeah. And feeling raw. Like, it's like somebody just ripped your skin off, right? Don't touch me. Don't do this. But that raw space is actually where real healing and restoration and regeneration begins. Hence why you've been able to grow. And one of the big things I love, and if you haven't, she's talking about the partnership program at TracyLClark.com. It's a monthly program. You can check it out where there's daily support. And one of the things I love that I noticed with you, Melissa, is you've been able to take the lessons and the tools, because something you've done differently is you were to be put on medicine for your anxiety, and look at how brave you were to notice your body didn't like that, and you started to command your body back. You took charge.
Exactly. Yeah, I did. They really kept forcing medication on me, and I tried it, and I was so sick from it. And, you know, then, you know, you were helping me out through this, and I was just like, no, this is not for me, you know, and I was like, I cannot do this. So I got up one day and I said, that's it. I got to make a move. And that's when I joined the partnership program. And, you know, just everybody, like, I love everybody in that community, because they just help out so much. And honestly, like, even the other day when I posted, you know, I was having a rough day, and they all came to me and just gave me that love and support that I needed to get through that day.
Yeah. And embracing the belonging and knowing that this is one of the few things that people to understand. This is how you get through holidays, guys. When you feel alone or you've had a loss, this is that community I was talking about at the top of the hour, of understanding when we have that community, because it's important to celebrate the losses. So celebrate the people in your life. And so this year, what are the things you've been able to do to celebrate your dad? Because your dad's this amazing guy on the other side, helping you, shifting you, and fun. So what were some of the things you've done? Because this is a tool, guys. If you can celebrate and do all the things your loved one would do at this time of year, and you'll still have tears, watch how you can shift the energy and start creating new memories. So what was one of the things you've started to do?
Celebrating my dad, you mean?
Yeah, the things that he would do this holiday that you've been able to integrate to celebrate him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would always be around singing and dancing. I mean, you know, this morning I called my mom, and the first thing I did was, like, you know, sing to her a Christmas song, you know?
Yeah.
And I've done that before, right? Because I would be like, oh, no, I'm too anxious. I can't do that. Just watching videos of my father, too, and how his sense of humor just always made me laugh. And, you know, I used to be afraid to go back and look at those videos and those photos. And now I can do that and just, you know, I know he's with me and I feel him all the time. And, you know, just talking to him every day, you know, talking to him every day and just letting him know that regardless of what he went through, I'm proud of him for being so strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was quick. It was, you know, a quick journey for him, but I'm proud of, you know, what he, you know, how he held on so long, to be honest, and how he maintained a smile all the time. And he was so happy all the time, regardless. You know, and people would come visit him at the hospital, and he'd still be singing in his bed. You know, so, you know,
Your dad was a great singer.
He was. Yeah, I'm sure he's still singing up there. But yeah, like, you know, and I am, like you said, like, thinking about that day that's coming up, and how am I going to cope with this and get through. through this, right? But I know, like, he would always, you know, want to play bingo at Christmas time. So hopefully that's something we can do again this year, you know?
And the thing I love, things like that. It is. And I want to thank that, God, of resetting you to really understand that you get to take the lead, because you've been taking the lead in your family, and take the lead of saying, let's enjoy what these memories are. Let's create new ones. And I'm going to start to remove a little bit more of the accumulation of still trauma that was at the end. So there's still a little bit of that residual. And don't let anyone tell you that that just goes. I have people say that. They're like, oh, you should be over that. No, this is part of the process. And it's part of what I'll do is I'll restructure you and your family a little bit. Thank you, God, to actually have you readjust to the process. So we go through the adjustment process with a little bit more ease and grace. So as the tears come, they go, but that you become stronger and stronger each time. And that the new memories you create start to override in your hard drive a space of joy and peace, because you start to see the flow that, like you said, he's there with you. You can feel him, and you're just integrating him in a new light, in a new way. So as the sadness goes and the trauma goes and the innate system becomes stronger, then the anxiety goes, because you'll be so strong to embrace what comes into the world. There won't be that fear there, and that trauma will leave, and the anxiety gets less and less and less. Thank you, God. Yeah. So take that.
Thank you, God.
Take that. We give thanks to the powers. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of your journey. I wish your family so much love. I'm so glad you called in. And you know what? Keep shifting and keep doing everything you're doing for your family. I love your updates. Like I said, we see them in our community, in our private Facebook group there, Miraculous Living. You can check it out on the website at tracyoclark.com. And really start to see, when I talk about community, it is community. This is what it's about. Like you heard Melissa say, you need a place to go. You're feeling in the valley. You need that uplifting. This is what we do each and every day. So when the valleys come, we can lift you out quicker and we can transition you faster. So it's extremely important. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Sandra on the line. We're going to take her question and shift her for the end of the year. But just before we go, I want you to make sure to break, to start to look at your year in review like we did with Melissa. What are the things in your year, even though there might have been valleys, even though there might have been some trauma, what were the accomplishments? What did you do? Pat yourself on the back. So often this time of year, we look at what didn't work our way. We look at what we're still looking for. That's not going to help you for 2019. So I want to thank God, I got to strengthen each and every one of you. Look at the year. Look at the good things that happened. Look at the things that came out of the trauma and the transition. And look at what helped you become the best version of you so you can continue to move forward. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sandra after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back. You know what? It is about the year in review, why you want to look at the year in review, why you want to see those good things, what has happened in your life. So you must take notice of the good things. Don't get to the end of the year and I'll restructure you guys and go, that didn't happen. We were saying that before the break. It's really important because it will set the tone for what's happening for you in 2019. It'll also set the tone for your creation and your manifestation. So it's so important that you understand why the year in review has to happen before New Year's. Absolutely will change what you are creating if you do this properly and look at the good things that changed. Even if it was you set new boundaries and you stood up for yourself. Thank you, God. So we're going to have Carter bring Sandra on.
Yes, Sandra from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, there you are. We lost you for a minute. Welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm new to the Tracy Clark
community, the TLC community. Community. Welcome.
I'm so in love with it all. So it's phenomenal. Aww.
I am so grateful. Thank you for joining. You know, it is a place to belong. It's really created. At our Christmas give back, these people that were new, they were like, this is really where people belong. So I'm really glad there's more to come. What can I shift for you? What's your question? What do you want to make sure that I don't take that into 2009.
I had my first reading with you a few weeks ago, and it was phenomenal. Like, I'm blown away, and I just can't stop talking about it to others. thank you so much. You really helped me a lot. And I just want to know is my health, even though you've helped me with my health, I want to know what more can I do to continue this journey of just a healthy healing. Is the brain connected to all this pain, or, you know, what is there a little mantra you can give me to say daily, or what is it that more, if there's anything more you can give me?
There's actually what we have to train more to do. And this is where people don't understand with their health. And, you know, I know we just chatted recently, so I'm so grateful you've jumped in the community. You're like, I'm on board. And this is what it is. It's like jumping in at all costs. So now it's like, and when your health has gone downhill, and I get it, because it was my last third, like, kind of near death experience where I was just falling apart. And I was like, what do I need to do? And how can I continue to repair, restore, and regenerate? And I love this question, because quite often what happens is we've been in this body for so long, and I get it, you know, years and from birth to literally about 35, 36 before it really started to turn and doing the work. And I didn't start doing my work until 32, 33. And it doesn't mean it's that slow anymore. So don't get scared, anybody, when you're listening, because we're moving fast. People go, slow, no. Yeah. But, you know, as you approach 50, you're like, okay, I'm healthy, I'm happy, and lots changed. So one of the things to really start to do, I say to people, so you hear me say about heart drive, right? Our heart drives, where our information is carried. It's important to start talking to your body every day. there isn't even a certain mantra because they're slow. So you can have, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm wealthy, but here's what happens. Your body goes, no, you're not. What are you talking about? So that's where the brain and the positive thinking overrides. You can say it once in a while, but it's like, thank you, body, for my complete restoration of my new brain, my new frequencies, my clarity. I'm going to reset your limbic brain today on the call because you can see the limbic brain needs a reset onto the chemical electrical frequencies of the body again. So you're ready for an upgrade. So you've done well there. And we're going to put some stability, again, at a different level into both the right and left side of the body and the knees. And a lot of the information that shows in your system is in your hard drive for you, right? So even though the physical body is pulling out, the hard drive is, there's still pressure there, which I'll start to pull off, which is working to come out more and more of who you are. And that's what I want to reset so we don't have to take that into 2019. So by talking to the system going, thank you, God, into my heart. I deserve this love and kindness and compassion. And you're learning to be so much more compassionate to yourself and with this humility to self. Because for you, your hard drive got full because you're too busy giving outwards, 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 right? So now you're learning to receive. You're learning to, what is it like to fully receive back to me, like you to you, right? So by saying this, I deserve to be received and loved, and thank you for and even by hitting your heart on just tapping it by saying, you know, I'm resetting, I'm restoring my physical body. And you're really, I love the one where I say, thank you, God, I'm giving an eviction notice to all this illness, this disease, because it's emotional. The other thing I do encourage people to do is on the YouTube, I'll say there's, I'm always showing you what is connected health to body. So the more we have even more videos come up, we can start to even go, oh, wait a minute, I have that trigger. I have that trauma. So what's coming out of your body, and it looks like tar, it's actually coming out through the, your tailbone there. You can see there's more coming. So you've done very good with releasing. You're doing your work there. It's well done. That oh, it's good. Actually that trauma is coming out, which will give you more stability in your hips. So you'll have stability and flexibility. And then we can start, and you literally, it's by putting your hands on your knees and, you know, speaking to the bones, speaking to the cartilage, speaking to the ligaments. And we're not taught that. We're taught that is it something external? And the more you set your boundaries, which are way better, your boundaries have gone up about 50%. So have you found that people are frustrating you a little bit more too in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Yeah. This is what happens when your boundaries change, guys. It's so good because as your boundaries change, people will frustrate you because it's your body going, okay, you're really irritating me. You're really frustrating me. You're getting on my nerves. All the nerve pain starts to come up because you're ready. You're getting so ready to make such huge transitions next year where you'll start to transition into your life. So your life has always been someone else's life. So now, and that this lots of people, that's lots of people. You made it them your life, but now you're reclaiming your life. That by talking to your body and saying, I'm restoring, I'm open to receiving. Thank you, God. I'm open to regenerating, repairing. I'm going to take it all. Because when you start to connect by talking to the body like that, I say to people 10 minutes a day. If you can do 10 minutes a day, you'll be golden. And asking your system, and I'm going to do it right now, to restore, regenerate, repair.
The thyroid and the feet too, with the thyroid and the feet and all that. That's all connected.
Yes, it is. And what I'll set is also your nutrients and your minerals of the body to reset them to repair, regenerate, restore. So as your basically your nutrients and minerals start to rebalance, you can also put your hand on your throat and just thank you, God, for repairing and restoring, speaking in a new thyroid. People think they can't do that because it's so weird, it's so foreign, but you can. It's the same way that people talk to their body, visualize their body, you know, having a six pack. And we've seen where I've had men come, they're like, look at me. And I'm like, oh, you going to the gym? Like, no, I just talked to my body
well,
now.
Tracy, I went to see this lady and she, she checks your blood. It's extra fee. She does one little prick and checks your blood, checks the cells. And what she was, you are healing. I'm like, what? Yeah. I started crying. I said, I just spoke to this beautiful lady, Tracy Clark, and she's like, Sandra, you're healing. I don't know what part, doesn't tell me, but your cells are pretty good. And she said the same thing, you're losing your minerals.
You are. Yes. Thank you for sharing. I love this kind of validation because you are healing, you are restoring. So don't worry if you don't see it. People are like, okay, I didn't see it yesterday, but it's happening. So I will tell you, I have parts of my body that literally repaired within a matter of weeks. And then I had other ones like my nerve system that took a little bit longer to regenerate and repair, but you are healing, you are repairing. And as your boundaries go up, you are going to see more and more. Like you're going to see, you can see a big 50% increase coming within next year, which will literally transition your whole life, right? Because you'll have more energy, you'll have more drive, and then it'll just keep going from there on and on and on, where it'll be, then you'll be like me. You'll be like, oh my gosh, that'll be like a thing of the past. You'll be like, oh my God, that is like not even part of me. Yeah. And you're
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm so excited because you also look like you're starting to get more happy and more joyful. And you really also ask your body a lot, body, what do you want today? What do you want today? And it might say, I want that good cappuccino. And it might say, I want to just sit in the sun. I know it's a little cold where we are today, but it's whatever it says, if you follow that, you're going to see the restoration in the oxygen. And the one thing they actually show before we have to go to break, I want to actually reset again your bone marrow and think that kind of God is speaking in a new healthy bone marrow to start to kick off the oxygen in the blood and the circulatory system for more vitality of life, more drive, more motivation. And we're going to remove a little bit of energy out of the lower part of the spine, just in the back there. So it's like mid back. And then you just go down maybe two fingers. So you've got some stagnant energy there that I'm going to start to remove. And as I pull that down, thank you, God, we'll open this all the way up. So we'll go all the way down from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. So I can open the lower part of your feet. The other exercise they show for you is to make sure in the day you push with your thumb very hard, just for about 30 seconds on the bottom parts of your feet, right in the middle. This is a great way to open up the flow, the energy flow.
Okay.
I am so proud of you. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing. You. I love you. Thank you for being part of our community.
Thank you and so we'll much.
See you thank soon. You. Lots of love, Sandra.
Love you. Thank you.
Love
thank
you.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Blessings. Bye. Merry Christmas. You know what, guys? I love these calls because when you call in, we're going to be doing more of these next year, every month. We want to hear what's happening in your life. You heard Sandra talk about how her body, she has medical proof of what's happening. The more you stay connected to your system, the more we will help you get there. And when you belong and you feel validated and you see that all those patterns no longer need to be with you, you're going to see a great form of transformation. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to share with you why no one's going to do New Year's resolutions and we're going to kick the rest of the year off right. We'll see you right back after the break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living, Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. You know, I love it when we have callers in, and we will be doing this in 2019 more, where you can call in and share your testimonial so other people can have them, share your experience, or shift what's looking forward to you that you need still maybe another boost. This is what we do in the TLC community of Extraordinary Living, is make sure that we get your body on track and get your system on track. So you can find us at Tracy L. Clark _ on Instagram, TracyLClark.com. You can see everything that we have. And I encourage you to sign up for our biweekly newsletter, where I do a video every 2 weeks where you get shifted, and you can also download. It's a free 18-minute audio download to help keep your body going on a regular basis. One of the things I've noticed with that, we've had a lot of feedback where people are like, oh my gosh, all my patterns that I was asking for, they're leaving. We had a beautiful testimonial of a lady who was listening to the audio, and she's in our partnership group, and she was asking for money out of nowhere. And she reported back very quickly within a week that she was notified of some stock she didn't even know she had, which was pretty good money out of nowhere. So sometimes there are things in our field, we don't even know they're there. So when you learn to shift it every day, you learn to ask. It's not hard work, guys. It's really, really easy. And that's what we do each and every day to make sure, with the thousands of people just like you listening, that you actually get to have that space open up for you. Before the break, we were talking a lot about New Year's, like a health restoration with Sandra. So please take that. If you have some health issues, I would take all the energy. We just say, I'm taking that in my body when you hear a good testimonial. But also, I wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions and why I want to encourage you not to make them. So often people will make a New Year's resolutions and then it doesn't, you know, they're all gung-ho. Like you see them in the gym, I'm working out, I'm getting into shape. And then by January, there's no one left at the gym. And I used to laugh when I would see that. If you listen to your body, the problem with New Year's resolutions is it puts a lot of pressure on you. It puts a lot of pressure on the system. And then it brings up all the failed times you've done it. And the body's like, well, you didn't do it before, so why would you do it now? Your system is always running very differently than your mental space if they're not connected. So I'm going to thank that hand of God of removing the accumulation of all the past New Year's resolutions you made, so we can get that out of your computer, out of your hard drive, and we'll reset your heart drive. Thank you, God. So we can expand your awareness and space. So what I would suggest, after you do your year in review, and you have that all done, you're like, wow, I had a lot of valleys, but I also had a lot of great wins. And these things changed. And I left that toxic job. I may not be in my perfect space now, but I got out of that toxic job, or I mended my relationship. You know, I love it when I hear in the community people that say, Tracy, the communication with my spouse is better. I love myself more. I'm happier. I don't care what's going on so much in the outside. My space feels happy and I'm in gratitude more. I've noticed I'm giving more in service. I'm helping others more. And this is where it starts. So you got to remember that your cells will start to change internally, and then it'll start to show up externally. So often people will focus on just those really things like what is your job or what is your, you know, family doing? But when you have that love inside, so this should be your space of commitment. So you hear me say commitment, dedication, and connection. So we call it the CDC, commitment, dedication, and connection. When you say this year, I'm going to just work, I might fall off the wagon, but of being very committed and dedicated to myself and keep my connection as strong as I can and keep growing, then by taking that initial step and by speaking that to the universal energies, you will start to get back times 10. All of the things that you are asking for, you will see them come in a much better way. But again, make that commitment to self that even though you might fall off the wagon and fall down and get back up again, that when you fall down, you'll make yourself as much of a commitment to yourself to get back up and say, what do I need to do different? What am I ready to do different? And don't put pressure on a time frame. So everywhere you guys have made goals, everywhere you've said, okay, within 5 years, I want to be here. Within 10 years, I want to be here. I want to remove all of that. And I want to remove it because there's ways of speeding up your system. And I'm going to thank that hand of God for everyone listening to speed up the system so we can actually start to bring in an energy for you to create and generate as quickly as you are able to handle. So a lot of times what happens is imagine if you today woke up tomorrow and 60 pounds was gone and maybe you were on a weight loss journey, or you see people that they all want to win the lottery and they woke up tomorrow and they won the lottery. If your system wasn't prepared to lose all that weight, if your system isn't prepared to bring in all that money and it doesn't have boundaries set up, then there's a kindness happening to you to make sure you are prepared. So when we do these New Year's resolutions, a lot of times people make them and then they fall down and then that gets all frustrated. But how about looking at it as you're going to be in kindness and you're going to fall down, you're going to get up and you're going to be prepared. So as your body is restoring, it's preparing you for a better, stronger foundation. As your money maybe is regenerating, recreating, it's preparing you for a better foundation. As you're looking inside and you're opening that heart drive even more, it's preparing you to have and experience more love and more kindness. Because what happens is also a lot of times if all that stuff shows up, you don't even know how to handle it. You wouldn't even have all the skills and the tools and the knowledge. And I'm not talking book smarts. That's not what I'm talking about. The feelings and that real space of the innate body to be able to be guided. And what that comes down to is listening. And this is one of the things I would like to really bring out there into the community, everybody listening. Listen. What is that hand of God telling you? What is spirit telling you? Listen. Do. And when you hear it and you take action, you're going to get results like you could never imagine of things coming back in your life. You hear me say this a lot, but rather than making a New Year's resolution, listen to what you know you need to do to feel better and hear it. So if that, like you hear me say, if it's buying a coffee for somebody, if it's canceling an appointment, if it's making a change in your day, because you hear that's what that is what needs to happen, you're going to start to see the change in the transition. So I'm going to thank the hand of God one more time. You're removing all the accumulation of where you made New Year's resolutions and override it, speak into your body, impart to your body the new awareness levels of wanting to listen to what spirit's telling you and take action. And I can hear a lot of people like, but I don't know how to listen. Yes, you do. That's that little knowing. It might be a knowing, but that's all you need to do is embrace the knowing and start following up and then watch. You won't be hard in your life. It will become easy at all costs. You know, interesting, I got a beautiful email this morning from a member who wants to join the Evolutionary Program. It's a very intense, and she sent this, it's a intense 90-day program of complete transformation. We have huge testimonials on that on the website. And she emailed and she said, at all costs, I'm jumping and I'm going to push myself to the front of the line and I need blah, 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 blah. And were granting her what her wish was because she went through at all costs. And she's like, I'm ready for the next level and I want help in all these areas and I want to do it in 90 days. So at all costs, she pushed herself. She goes, I'm pushing myself to the front of the line. So I want to say to each and every one of you, where are you willing to make yourself a big priority to push yourself to the front of the line like she did? Well, when you do that and you show up, and especially if I see it, I'm like, you're in, here we go. So you're in always when you make yourself a priority. So during this holiday season, I want to thank you. I want to just thank the hand of God of increasing your system, making you a priority, uplifting you, motivating you, removing all that old experience, strengthen you to your families, all the accumulation of all the people you're going to meet. Have a good time. If it means sitting in your pajamas all day on Christmas and watching movies because you want to rest and that's what's important to you, to give you the strength to say to the people, I need to honor me this year. No obligations and no expectations. So I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to thank all the colors that came in and we got to shift. And I encourage you, check us out next week. We're going to be with Sabrina Campbell. We're going to talk about talking to your animals. Have some fun right before the holidays. And know from my home to yours, lots of love. So check us out on Instagram, Tracy L. Clark _. Our website, tracylclark.com. Come along to the TLC community. You heard the testimonials. And make yourself a priority for 2019 and get the change and transformation you're waiting for. Thank you guys, everyone. And we'll see you again next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.